Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Megan. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I call myself a host hype woman and, light author stalker. I am a supporter of all things indie. And I loved helping indie authors promote their work. But I realized very quickly, I am not a TikToker. Mm-hmm. It's not my medium. So I started a podcast early 2022, back in February, just to help support indie authors in their quest, but maybe in like a slightly longer format than TikTok. But I liked a lot of the stuff that was going on Book Talk. So I call myself the Book Talk podcast.
All right. So let's talk about first, what was your romance journey? When did you start reading romance? Was it during the 2020 Book Talk explosion, or was it beforehand?
Romance overall, definitely, like, always, I was an early reader, and I think, like, my first, like, romance was probably, like, a Twilight kind of deal. I reference Twilight a lot, because I'm a big Twihard, but that was probably, like, my thing. YA dystopian romance was, like, hardcore my thing for a very long time. I was burned by Divergent, and I will sing about that until I die. And then, during the pandemic, I had kind of like just been intermittently reading, and then I got bored. I got laid off, and I was like, what am I going to do with my time? And so that was when I kind of had that resurgence into it. I started out again in YA, and then because I was doing eBooks, I wasn't really paying attention to what I was downloading. Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, somebody said on TikTok, which I also downloaded during the pandemic, oh, if you liked this book, here's like another vampire romance. And then it was a spicy vampire romance. And then I went, oh, okay. And then I immediately fell down a Book Talk, Spice Talk rabbit hole that I have not gotten out of since. But it's been wonderful, and I love every minute of it.
All right, so let's chat about the podcast, because yours is a Book Talk podcast. So talk to us about what kind of authors we can expect, what kind of conversations we expect, what kind of books we're going to expect from listening to your podcast. And it's Under the Covers, right?
Yes, it's called Under the Covers. I am the queen of puns. We also have a segment called Crack My Spine. I can't help myself. I really love a pun. So basically, the idea is that I don't think 15 seconds was enough for me to like get a sense of a book. And I really wanted to talk to these authors and help them promote their work. I tried my hand at TikTok. I was not great at it. So I said, what can I do? I'm pretty good at chatting, and I like asking questions. I like interviewing. That's always been something that I really enjoyed. I did have a journalism major for like a hot minute in college. So, I just figured this would be more of my medium. So I went out on a limb and I said, would any of these authors that I follow on Book Talk, who I was really obsessed with, be interested in being on it? Would any of these book talkers be interested in kind of, expanding on what they talk about on their TikTok, learning a little bit more about them, kind of getting under the covers with them, like I say. I got a resounding amount of yeses very fast, which is very confusing and concerning for me. And I didn't quite know what to do with that, but I figured it was worth a shot. So, under the guidance of my friend Christine, who I will always credit with being like the person who pushed me to do it, she was like, no, you can totally do this. And I have zero faith in myself. She has 100% faith in me, which is very weird. Everyone should have a Christine, I say. But she was like, just go for it. So about a month later, it was live, and I was very, very scared, but very excited. It was fun.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And so you're actually hitting a niche that is actually
popular, like it's actually like hitting the mark because people are, you're noticing book talk, like, you know, there's different book communities out there. They've been around for years and years, but book talk is translating to bestsellers, is translating for authors to have, you know, make money.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It's like a great place for indie authors to just, you know, really take off. People, you know, it's not, I always say, like, the thing that really pisses me off is about like the traditional publishing houses telling people like, this isn't what the public wants. But like, we're seeing from BookTok that that's entirely not true. Like a bunch of white men in a building who haven't like read anything else in 40 years, like they are not the trendsetters. They are not the people who are buying. I don't necessarily know that like all the traditional publishing houses are so in touch with what people want. And so that was something, you know, to me, I'm very pro, you know, women-owned businesses and women empowerment and these people who have been able to, you know, make this their career and work from home and support their families. And this is amazing for them. I know, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, Sarah Kate was number one in the whole Kindle store. She's amazing. She's a fantastic writer. So just getting that recognition, I mean, number one in the whole store was like fantastic. I was just messaging her like when it hit and I was like, this is amazing. I'm so happy for you. But just getting to see that, seeing these women on the table in Barnes and Noble, like this is amazing for them. So, you know, anything little I can do to push that forward for them, I'm happy to, but you know, I'm just happy to watch them shine too.
It's amazing. You know, to be honest, before Book Talk, these indies were not in Barnes and Nobles. Barnes and Nobles were like a gatekeepers were like, nope, we're not having you. You don't sell. You don't sell. And so it's amazing to see like how much it changed. Like that small community can actually trigger, you know, a change in how we buy books, like, you know, like what we consume and like how we actually use Kindle Unlimited, you know, and then we buy a book and we buy it in different formats and like, we become obsessed and we become evangelicals about these books, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Like I am, that's why when I title myself, like Hype Woman is in there. Like I want to be every indie author's number one Hype Woman. If I love a book, all I want to do is share it with the world. So, I mean, if I can do that and if we can get these people like in front of, you know, casual readers, which I think is like the biggest thing to be able to do. This Book Talk table has done it, you know, being in Barnes and Noble, seeing a Zodiac Academy display in Barnes and Noble is like blowing my mind. It's so exciting. So like every time I see this, I went to the JFK airport and I saw a copy of, you know, Scarlett St. Clair's book there. And I know Emily, who, you know, I remember watching when she was doing the covers for the very first books. And so I immediately was like, Emily, your book, you know, your cover, your art is like out in a bookstore in an airport in JFK, you know, in Hudson News with every bestseller that's been on the market. And I'm like, that's amazing that like we have come to this point where like, you know, Scarlett's book, now she's with Bloom Publishing and, you know, keeping a lot of her creativity, I'm sure, through that market, because I know that's, you know, a really important thing to them. But just all these new avenues that have been explored are really great.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So let's get to the meat, the reason why people are looking for this episode. Let's talk about Spicy Talk, Book Talk recommendations. Give it to us.
Okay. So I boiled it down to my top five, even though this like changes on a daily basis. I am a mood reader and I am a noted cover whore. So it's really whatever catches my eye that day. But I think these right now are my top five. So starting off with Tate James' Hades series, fantastic. I will say I'm into a lot of like dark romance, a lot of like forbidden or taboo, but also just anything reverse harem is usually a win for me. So you'll see a lot of that on here, to be fair. But Hades is perfection. She's a badass female main character, which you'll also notice is a lot of my recommendations because I really love that. I love a strong female lead. And Tate's writing is amazing. And her entire backlist is perfection, but this series in particular is my favorite. It also has one of my favorite male main characters of all time. So if anybody reads it and sees something about a gumdrop, that's my guy. R.A. Smith, also her Pacific Prep series. I read about a page of it and was like instantly in love. She is a fantastic writer. Again, Hadley, badass. interesting twists in the book, things I didn't see coming, which I thought was really great. You know, I think when we read a lot of us see things coming pretty quickly, you know, after a while. But this didn't fall into any traditional tropes that I knew. It didn't fall into any traditional patterns. So I really loved that one. And anytime that there is an academy or a prep school, anything, I love those. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's always great.
Rich kids behave badly, you know, rich kids behave badly.
It's because I am part of a high school sweetheart couple, I feel like. It is, it goes back, like, I read books that are just a heightened form of my reality, is my theory. So everything, like, ties back to, like, my own life in some way. I just feel like I'm getting to exist in another space. It's very nice.
There we go.
Another one, and this one's not reverse harem, so if that's not your thing, this is probably a good one for you, is Nikki Castle's Fight Club series. Five Rounds in particular is my favorite. I know everyone is obsessed with Two Fights, and everyone thinks Jax is the best, but Tristan's my guy. I love enemies to lovers. I love a little angst, and they definitely have it. Their banter is great, but if you like friends to lovers, keep reading, because the second book in the series is actually friends to lovers, which is really fun. Nikki brings the heat, though, so if you like spicy, this is your book. It, like, it hits, and it's fantastic. So the series that I think I talk about probably the most is either the one I mentioned before, Hades. The other one I talk about all the time is Ruthless Boys of Zodiac Academy. It is a completed series. I will not give you any, all of the ones I'm mentioning are completed, so you can binge them, but that one is fantastic. It's by Caroline Peckham and Susan Valenti. They are a dynamic sister duo. They write, it is a completed series, so I will tell you this. They write, like, the most brutal cliffhangers, but they're great. And their characters are great. And in this one, I think this one is particularly my favorite because I do really love the female lead. Like I say, I'm always here for, like, a badass female lead. She puts the boys in their place, and I kind of love it. Even, like, these, and there's two, like, rival gang guys, and you're like, how is this gonna work? And she's like, tames every one of them. She's like, absolutely not having this. I love it. And then my last one is not complete, but it will be complete in September. So it's, like, really soon. So I wouldn't, like, leave you guys hanging too long.
Yeah.
But Jabri Bonsatai series, I loved her. One of the, I think the first reverse harems I read was her Hannaford Prep series.
Yep, I read that one.
And I know a lot of people love it. It's fantastic. Wolf of Bounce Bay forever. Absolutely. But I think she may have outdone herself with this new one. And I remember watching her live where she announced that she was going to do a paranormal. And Hannaford Prep is contemporary. Bonds is paranormal. And she seemed kind of like, are people going to be okay with this? Are people going to like it? And my God, it's so good. Okay. I have been obsessed ever since. You can message me when you read this and tell me who your favorite is, and I will tell you if you're right or wrong. But it is fantastic. It is a reverse harem, but it is, I think, one of the most well-written. It's slow burn. It is spicy, but it's not until the later books, like, it gets there. It's kind of like Hannaford Prep. There's a lot of buildup, but the plot is phenomenal. The world building is great. She really writes an amazing paranormal. So if you like PNR, this is probably going to be your thing.
I think I'm going to read that next, because I'm having trouble reading contemporary just because of the way of the world. So paranormal seems to be working. I need some magic. I need something else. Like, I need a little bit extra, you know?
Oh my God. It's so good. And it's like, she's really good about, I'm somebody who, like, if you leave me too many, like, Easter eggs and trails to follow, mm-hmm. I start, like, searching through Kindle, and I get, like, I lose it. Like, I can't focus on it. She writes it. I've never skipped to the end. Like, I do not skip to the end to find out what's going on. I don't feel like it's tedious. I don't feel like it's dragging on. It is, like, perfectly, like, she just drops, like, the right amount of information at the right times to keep you, like, going through the whole thing, and it's really good.
Oh,
there's a lot of fun mystery in there.
I can't wait to read this. What are you currently reading?
I'm currently reading Caroline Peckham and Susan Valenti's last book in the Harlequin Crew series, Gallows Bridge. And that is a great series. Maverick is everything. If you disagree with me, you can come at me in my DMs because you're wrong. Every reverse harem, I have a favorite and everyone else is wrong. Sometimes I have a least favorite, which I let you know as well. But I usually have a very clear ranking system, which is entirely not the point of a reverse harem. And if you enjoy hot takes, you will also enjoy on my podcast where I make authors F Mary. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on this.
Yeah.
F Mary kill. Okay, fuck Mary kill their own reverse harem members. They're like, I wrote them. I love them all. And I'm like, no, it's fun. So yes, I do have like a very clear order and I am very, I will drop that guillotine so fast. It's always a good time. So yes, Maverick will always win out on that one. But the other guys, I won't tell you who, but if you message me after you've read it, I'll tell you who is the exact order.
Okay, that's a teaser for you to read and an action, a call to action to connect with you. So
yes, how do bother we- me and yeah, just, yeah, you can curse me out in my DMs for making you read all of these because yeah, they're all a roller coaster, but in the best way.
All right, so tell us how we can connect with you. How can we actually tell you, talk to you in your DMs? Where do we connect with you? Instagram, TikTok, you know?
Instagram, I am on TikTok. I'm terrible about updating. Like I said, I am an awful TikToker. I am at Literature and Lyrics on TikTok. You can go there and find me and my awful like Canva TikToks that I make with little captions. But my main place is Instagram. I am at Under the Covers Pod on Instagram. You can slide into my DMs there. I am crazy and I will message you back. And I love if, you know, I torture you with the book, definitely at me. I'm here for it. I can take the abuse. I love it. And then we also have a Facebook and a Facebook group. It's just at Under the Covers Podcast on Facebook. Same with the Facebook group. I do also a offshoot podcast intermittently. It's a live one. It's called The Dirty Teas. It's where we share a spoiler. It's mostly spoiler free, but because people are sensitive, I say spoiler light chat about a new book that just came out. I talk with some of the ARC readers or early readers of it. Sometimes the author is on as well. And we like ask dumb questions. And so you can watch those videos there. They're like 20 minutes or less, but they're really fun. Get you hyped for a new book or series and see if you might want to be reading it. But we don't give anything about the plot away. Just that there's usually people, individuals, more than one, and they fall in love. And there's generally a happily ever after at the end because it's a romance.
Pretty much. Spoiler.
And then we have a website. I don't keep it up to date as much as I should. I really need to do that. It's at Under the Cover. Oh, it's www.underthecoverspodcast.com. So you can go there as well.
Thank you, Megan, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is so fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwerenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFem, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. please visit whatyourrootedsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great greeter is waiting for you.